Get ready for one of the busiest weekends of the year on the local baseball fields with the Humboldt Crabs, the American Legion teams, and the District Little League All-Stars all in action. Hello and welcome to this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on all of the local baseball teams in just a moment as we take a look at all of the big local sports stories of the week, including why August the 14th will be a big day for College of the Redwoods Athletics, news of a new hire within the Cal Poly Humboldt Athletics Department, and some changes in the air for the Redwood Acres Raceway. But first up, it's going to be a busy weekend for local baseball fans with lots of action on tap to choose from. After a successful road trip to Medford to play the Rogues this week, the Humboldt Crabs return home with eyes on qualifying for this year's Pacific Empire League Championship Series. The Crabs are sitting comfortably in second place in the league standings as we head towards the final few weeks of the season, trailing only the league-leading Healdsburg Prune Packers. On Friday night, the Crabs will kick off a four-game weekend series against the West Coast Kings at the Arcata Ballpark. Game one is set for 7 p.m., with the two clubs also scheduled to play a doubleheader on Saturday night beginning at 5:30 and a single game on Sunday afternoon at 12:30. The High-Flying Crabs took the opening two games of their midweek series in Medford to stretch their winning streak to 7 straight games as they continue to impress. And offense has not been a problem for this year's team, which racked up 29 runs in those two victories. After this weekend's series against the West Coast Kings, the Crabs will host the Berkovich Honors in a two-game non-league midweek series before the Healdsburg Prune Packers travel to Arcata for a key three-game series next weekend that could very well be a preview of this year's Pacific Empire League Championship Series. In local Little League action, meanwhile, four district champions are in action at section tournaments this week, as all four look to advance to the upcoming Northern California State Tournaments. The McKinneyville Junior League All-Stars got things started in Yuba City earlier in the week, winning all three of their tournament games to clinch the section crown. McKinneyville opened with an 8-0 win over Quincy last weekend before beating tournament host Westside Maxwell 6-4 in their second game on Monday. That win put McKinneyville into the championship round, and the local All-Stars would clinch the title with a second win over Westside Maxwell on Wednesday night, winning 12-2. They will now advance to the NorCal tournament in San Jose. Closer to home, the Eel River 10-year-old All-Stars will host their section tournament at Fireman's Park in Ferndale this weekend. The Redwood Empire 11-year-old All-Stars and the McKinleyville 12-year-old All-Stars also will be in action at their Little League section tournaments in Chico, both of which begin this weekend. And rounding out a busy weekend for local baseball, the Humboldt Eagles are hosting their annual American Legion tournament in Eureka. The tournament features 19U and 17U brackets and got underway on Thursday. Both brackets will play through Sunday, with most of the 17U games taking place at the Redwood Fields in Cutton and the 19U games being played at Bilotti Field across from the Redwood Acres. Switching gears, College of the Redwoods Athletics is preparing for a big night on Thursday, August the 14th. CR will host its annual sports dinner and auction on that night, which is the biggest annual fundraiser for the school's 16 sports teams. This will be the 21st annual CR Sports Dinner and Auction, and the event will take place from 5 to 9 p.m. at the CR Gymnasium on the Eureka campus. Tickets are now available through the College of the Redwoods website. This year's event will spotlight the launch of CR's first ever men's and women's rodeo teams, led by coaches Kelly and Gianna O'Day, as well as honoring Hannah Hartwell, a former CR cross country and track and field state champion who has since become a national medalist at NCAA Division II Fort Lewis College. The evening will also include tributes to former CR basketball, baseball and football player Bob Robertson and former CR golfer Ryan Hosek. Attendees can participate in both silent and live auctions featuring over 160 packages, including an 8-day trip to a 5-diamond Mexican resort. An individual ticket for the night costs $100, tickets for a couple are $190, a table of 8 goes for $750, and a table of 10 for $900. In local college basketball, meanwhile, new Cal Poly Humboldt men's head coach DJ Broom announced this week that assistant coach John Seavey will join his staff ahead of the 2025-26 season. Broom was hired early last month to replace Chris Tift, who left the Jacks after 2 seasons in charge to join conference rival Cal State San Bernardino. Seavey joins the Lumberjacks after serving as the lead assistant at Cal State Monterey Bay for the past 3 years. Before joining Cal State Monterey Bay, Seavey spent 5 seasons as an assistant coach at UC Santa Barbara. Seavey's coaching journey began at the University of Arizona, where he served under head coach Sean Miller. And rounding out a busy week for local sports, Redwood Acres Raceway officials announced some changes this week with the addition of a new division for the remainder of the 2025 season. The Dirt 4 Bangers will join the Late Models, Bombers, Legends, Junior Legends and Mini Stocks and could see action as soon as the next race night, which is set for July 26th. The Dirt 4 Bangers will compete on the Dirt Oval in the track infield and are similar to the Jalopy division that has raced at Ukiah Speedway in the past. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.